Guy Wills will be talking to us next.
I feel so uncool right now. I'm going to talk about a database. I don't have any cool toys. I don't even have any really nice pictures. I'm going to talk about a database, though, that has a lot of rows, and it's pretty big, and it comes from all over the country. No, the National Cooperative Soil Survey Database is a huge database. If you like soil information, if you like to make graphs especially, it's really fun to play with. But we are reformulating it. Some of you have probably seen it. You can access it on a website right now. But we're changing some of the ways that can be accessed. That includes Dylan Beaudet's R package. It includes an access database, and it includes the query that you can get online. And if you go to the poster, you will see a place to put your contact information, and I will send you everything. We're trying to encourage as many people to use this as possible. It includes a lot of soil properties. If I read the list of them, it would take the entire 5 minutes, so I'm not going to. There's different numbers of different properties. It's not totally populated with everything. We try to add new information every year. We have a little bit from several states at the poster. You have to come to the poster to see the map. Some states have a whole bunch of points that were added by their cooperative soil survey lab. Other states, either because they only exist in PDF or for other reasons, we've had trouble getting those in. But 390,000 layers, so it's a lot of layers, and from 60,000 petons, some of them include coordinates and taxonomic classification. Actually, I'd say most of them have coordinates. And so we've used this data for some specific stuff. For my stuff, we've used it for planning purposes to find out where we have data holes we don't know very much about. And one thing I've worked on recently is people talk about soil carbon and texture relationships. But when we plot the whole database, texture versus carbon, we don't see much. So we're trying to tease apart, do you need to get to a order scale, suborder, you know, where do those relationships start to show up? I actually think it's on landscapes, but that's a whole other problem. Another thing this has been used for is for some data mining applications. So this is Amanda Ramcharan's work, and she has done some new techniques, random forest, to predict bulk density, which is something that while we have some in the database, it's not as well populated as chemical properties. So she's looked at how bulk density relates to these other things, and because there are so many samples, it's really robust and really interesting, and you can do some really cool things with it. So please let me know if you have any interest in using this database. Something I really want to try is tracking some things over time to see how they've changed, what's been added to the database over time. But we have lots of data, and we will share. So come see my poster, and we'll get your information down. Thanks. Thank you.